It is your Tech Talk Tuesday with my main man, TNS Jansen van Rensburg of bandwidthblog.co.za, joining us on the line for this afternoon. TNS, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. Listen, the topic of today's chat, big tech in trouble. I love it. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of turmoil, obviously, in the market currently. We know that the globe is facing a recession pretty soon, inflation being at decade highs, energy prices being where it is. The economy is struggling, and the big tech companies that saw a boom during the lockdowns and the COVID period, they are now starting to see that reverse, and they're actually in a lot of trouble across the board, from the likes of Microsoft and Amazon, all the way to your massive social media businesses like Facebook and Twitter. We're seeing massive job cuts, which has a lot of people worried in the industry.
Look, I think there's a lot of, I mean, over the past while, I've heard a lot about Twitter with regards to Elon Musk and what's happening with the blue ticks and people being fired and being rehired. There's a lot of turmoil with regards to Twitter, looks like it specifically.
Yeah, look, Twitter is a bit of a mess at the moment. It's going to be very interesting to see how it works out. Elon obviously coming in a couple of weeks ago, taking over the business, making wholesale changes, firing the entire board and letting half of the staff go. So we're talking about more than 3,500 people that he let go. And then realizing, oh, shucks, I actually needed a lot of those people to actually run this business and had to rehire a bunch. So it's a bit of a mess. But Elon obviously privatizing the company, wanting to make it profitable now, said we need massive job cuts. On the other side, you've got Meta, Facebook's parent company, also in a lot of trouble because, again, they are an advertising business. And when the global economy suffers, one of the first things that companies cut is marketing spend. Mm. So they are letting go 11,000 people, which is about 13% of their workforce, because their advertising revenue is suffering. And it's interesting to see how they are pivoting. Mark Zuckerberg obviously fully in on the metaverse, spending billions and billions to make the metaverse work, and there's no money coming from it yet, so they have to cut 11,000 jobs.
Look, you're the man with your finger on the pulse of what's happening. So what do you see as a potential outcome to all of this?
Yeah, it's difficult, this one, because I think we're only starting to see the beginning of this global economic struggle. The inflation is now only recently starting to become sort of under control with the interest rate hikes we've seen over the last year. It's probably not going to end anytime soon. And into next year, you know, we've got this massive slump in device sales and in chip sales. It's across the board, right? And I think we're going to see that into 2023, perhaps even 2024. And hopefully these businesses can now make these cuts, stabilize, and, you know, help these businesses to start to grow again so that we don't have further cuts in these economies, because you know how difficult it is in a struggling economy to find a job. And we even have people in South Africa that are affected by these job cuts, so let's hope for the best.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to see, as long as we stay online with regards to our social media, we know how people can panic once we go offline for like a minute.
100%. So, yeah.
TNS, thank you very much for the update, my friend. Appreciate it. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday with TNS Jansen van Rensburg of bandwidthblog.co.za.